And I went to Hereford Art College to study art and design. And a lady there, who was my teacher, called Jane, decided that I would be really good at theatre design. So she told me to go and apply for a course in Cardiff. So I went to Cardiff University, got a degree from that, and then just basically worked ever since, really, with different companies throughout the country. So I tour a lot around the country doing different productions, from circus to main stage productions, to touring theatre, TIE shows and things like that, so, and lots of youth theatre as well. So it's good. I mean, I know the building anyway because I've worked here before, so that makes it a lot easier. Mm-hmm. And it's quite fun to design something like the Jungle Book because it's you can do anything with it, can't you? I know that they're animals, but you don't necessarily just dress them up as an animal. They've got their individual characters, which is quite nice. And David's done it really well, that he's kind of given them a humanised kind of character, but made them. So, for instance, Baloo the bear is going to be some kind of geography teacher in tweed with a nice tweed hat. But what we haven't done is given them tails or ears, so all the animals are like human kind of equivalences to the animals. I think it's really easy to work here because I know it. And the set itself is quite simple. It's very green, obviously, but it's a set of treads that we're using as a base because there's so many children's feet on stage. So we've just kept it really simple, but there's a lot of foliage, a lot of flowers, a lot of greenery around the space. Most challenging costume, I think, is probably Mowgli, because he has minimal costume, but trying to make a costume for someone who, you know, for a young youth theatre member, you know, Mowgli, you would almost imagine a loincloth and nothing else. Mm. But because it's for stage, you have to think about, you know, in a loincloth. So we've made it quite patchworky, I guess, and we've given him a top, obviously, because, you know, putting an actor in just bare top is, you know, not everybody's comfortable with that. That's been quite challenging, just because it's lots of layers, but that's the one I'm on at the minute, so it's nearly finished, so we should be okay. I think my style is very layered. I think every costume has a lot of layers. That's what I've kind of worked on, especially with the Jungle Book. There's a lot of fur, there's a lot of leather, there is a lot of layers, but it works because everything has to move in the right way. Mm. So, for instance, the Jungle Chorus, they are just the chorus, but we've given them lots of floaty fabrics so that they can move around the space to look. We haven't necessarily made them look like a vine, you know, or a flower. So they'll look quite pretty with a little mask. I think the main characters will stand out. They've each got their individual colour. So, for instance, Shere Khan is very black and orange. Mm-hmm. Bagheera is very black and glittery. Baloo's very tweed. Chill the Kite has a lot of pink and red and yellow feathers. And going back to talking about their humanised characters, Chill the Kite is going to be an air hostess. So it's kind of, you know, we've just kind of made it look like she is an air hostess, but she also has a little cape, which makes her look like she's got wings. So,
great.
Yeah, can't wait.
It sounds fun.
I'm looking forward to
seeing them all in action.
It's good, I can't wait to see them. We've got fittings.
Brilliant.